Author Peter Money, whose latest book is called Oh, When the Saints, was in with us earlier this year, and at that time he took the opportunity to tell us a little bit about the sounds and music that he likes to listen to.
My name is Peter Money, and we've all stood in silence. There's something about silence I love. It's ontological awe for me, like when you stand at a low tide, or just after you've lost someone. I remember listening to the radio maybe 25 years ago, and I was listening to the author Bailey White. She's from the American South. And she was talking about the recent passing of her mom. And Bailey White said, when asked, "How are you getting by?" She said, "Well, I listen to Bach's Goldberg Variations every day." And I thought, wow, every day. And then I went out and I bought Bach. And I bought Glenn Gould's version, which, if you've ever listened to Glenn Gould, you'll know why it's important not only to listen to the young Glenn Gould playing Bach, but the older Glenn Gould playing Bach. He breathes and he laughs almost, if I heard him correctly. He hums as an older man listening to Bach. And when I heard someone breathing while playing the piano, I at first didn't know that it was Glenn Gould. I thought someone was in the room next to me, and I was startled. I did think of Bailey White remembering her mom, and I would remember the people who were close to me, a roommate from Rathmines, for example. And then a few years later, I was in a theater in Soho, New York City, near NYU, with the author Sinan Antun. Sinan and I were late to the film and sat down in the front row, and there ensued The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
You?
Through the frayed curtains, a wan glow announces the break of day. My heel hurts. My head weighs a ton. A sort of diving bell holds my body prisoner. My main task now is to compose these bedridden travel notes from a castaway on the shores of loneliness.
And I tell you,
in the beginning, this naval hospital was...
Tears well up when I think of it, I'm sorry, but this is what happens when we stand in silence for a while, with our own thoughts. There's a scene. You see an eyeball, and then you see a diver descending. And you know that the man, Jean-Dominique Bouby, trapped in himself, locked in, as they say, is unable to speak except through the blink of one eye. And the painter, Julian Schnabel, he directed the film. And I wanted to see a painterly film, and in fact, he came through, because what he did was he showed the eye, and we heard the thin beep of a hospital machine, and we saw the diver submerged, and we considered a life, and then we see an iceberg start to crumble, the face of an iceberg. Silence. And then I hear Bach, and those first notes do something to me, as if I'm standing on the shore, looking at a very low tide. And I'm in silence, but I'm not alone. And I know you've been there too, and that's why I love it, because we've all been there.
playing of Glenn Gould there, Bach's Goldberg Variations, Silence, Bach, Goldberg's Variations, The Diving Bell and The Butterfly, and possibly Silence, the best thing prescribed there by Peter Money.